Well, a very pleasant good morning. Welcome to Moments of Assurance Weekend here on Worldwide KFUBO, known as the Messenger of Good News. I'm Pastor Mark Hawkinson. The program underwritten by Mid-American Coaches, Charters, and Tours. They travel throughout North America. They have a tour department and they have a charter department. So you can give them a call for further information about your planned trip, or they can plan it for you at 866-944-8687. You can send me a tweet at Rev Hawk, or the email address is mark.hawkinson@kfuo.org. Such a pleasure to share the treasure of Jesus Christ with you today. This morning, talking about this question, is it possible to have a complete and a true joy even during the most difficult of circumstances in your life? Is that really doable? I guess you would say. Here are some scriptures for you to consider. Psalm 16:11. The psalmist writes, "In your presence there is fullness of joy." The ultimate fulfillment of that, of course, will occur when you and I get to heaven. However, there is still a true joy when your mind and heart are centered on Jesus Christ through the precious and holy Word of God. And then there is that passage in Nehemiah which states, "The joy of the Lord is your strength." And then what about when King David committed his double sin of murder and adultery? Remember that? He then stated these words in Psalm 51 in the form of a prayer to God. "Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and uphold me with a willing spirit." Yeah, he wanted that joy back. And knowing his sins were forgiven by Nathan the prophet, it came back. And of course, there is the familiar passage, you know it well, from Galatians. The fruit of the Spirit is joy. The Apostle Paul exhorted the Philippians to rejoice. That prefix re means do it again. Ha! Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. St. Paul was so full of joy, he had to say it again. And he wrote those words from the vantage point of a prison cell. In James chapter 1, verse 2, it says, "Count it all joy, my brothers, when you meet trials of various kinds." And finally, these words of the Apostle Paul. And here, really, is the crux of the matter of how you ultimately can have true joy no matter what. St. Paul wrote, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, "I know how to be brought low, and I know how to abound. In any and every circumstance, I've learned the secret of facing plenty and hunger, abundance and need. I can do all things through Him who strengthens me." Yeah, you know what? You either believe that or you don't. Faith to believe that that is true comes from the one who died and rose for you. You get him when you get to his holy word and sacraments. Then he gets to you. You get to him, then he gets to you with his love. He gets to you with his forgiveness. He gets to you with his strength for another day as you head his way by faith in Jesus Christ. The Apostle Paul once wrote to the Colossians, "Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly," or deeply. Keep going back. Keep going back to the Word every day and throughout the day. And His love and peace and, yes, joy will come to you. It says in the book of James, draw near to God, and guess what? He'll reciprocate. That's the reciprocity recipe. He'll reciprocate. He'll draw near to you. You're listening to Moments of Assurance Weekend. I'm Pastor Mark Hawkinson here, Worldwide KFUO, the Messenger of Good News. Here's a Bible Encourager verse from Romans 15, verse 13, appropriately chosen for the topic. May the Lord God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit, you may abound in hope. Now, the word abound means you have the kind of hope that leaps up over obstacles, leaps up over situations which seek to bring you down, and gives you the power through the Lord's precious word to bring you up out of yourself and into Him, into Christ by faith. He's with you. Get into Him through His blessed and holy word and get out of Him that leaping hope. The Apostle Paul once wrote, "For whatever was written in former days was written for our instruction, that through endurance and the encouragement of the Scriptures, we might have hope." The absolute certainty of Christ's return gives you a complete hope. The Bible says in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet, the dead will be raised, and we shall be changed. And please notice what it said. The dead will be raised. Your hope in Christ is for sure. Not maybe. Not maybe the dead will be raised. The dead will be raised. It's going to happen. Paul goes on to write, the mortal will put on immortality. And we, that is those who are still alive, will be changed. And that gives you and me a whole lot of joy. A lot more to come here on Moments of Assurance Weekend. Moments of Assurance is underwritten by Mid-American Coaches, where tour professionals will assist you in selecting the package trip that fits your travel desires. Destinations such as the Amish country of central Illinois or Hannibal, Missouri for a journey to Mark Twain country, or a multi-day trip to Mackinac Island or the Grand Canyon. Mid-American Coaches, where serving you is their privilege. 636-432-7860. Well, a very pleasant welcome back to part two here, Moments of Assurance Weekend. Spring is right around the corner. I can't say I guarantee it, but I just know it. I'm Pastor Mark Hawkinson, talking about how to experience and how to know true joy in your life, no matter what your circumstances might happen to be. One of the things that provides a platform for true joy are these words of Jesus, who once said, "He who lives and believes in me shall never die." Now, you focus on those words for a while. You think about them for a little bit. You know, I always hate to use the word never in my vocabulary because I believe with God all things are possible. In this case, never works. It works well. You're never going to die. That is God's declared promise to you. When you think about it, when you ponder it, when you reflect on it, the Holy Spirit works through the Word and gives you the fruit of joy. Cling to His promise and get just enough encouragement, just enough hope, and yes, just enough joy to keep going. Because clinging to the words of Jesus affects how you view your life. It affects how you relate to others and their brothers and mothers and sisters and everybody. Consider these words, please, also this blessed morning, this weekend, from the inspired pen of the Apostle Paul. May the God of endurance and encouragement grant you to live in such harmony with one another, in accord with Christ Jesus, that together you may, with one voice, glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, welcome one another as Christ has welcomed you for the glory of God. Well, if Jesus Christ, who is God, welcomes you a sinner, then you a sinner can welcome another sinner when you greet him or meet him, despite any differences you may have had in the past, because you have his joy. And you want to share that joy with other people, despite your circumstances, because your circumstances are not on top of the joy. The joy is on top of all your circumstances, because that joy is united to Christ and you're united to Christ. And that's how that thing works. It is the love of Christ and what he has done for you that keeps you going and that produces joy in your life. You know the campfire song. It only takes a spark to get a fire going. That's how it is with God's love. You'll want to pass it on. Of course you'll pass it on, because you have something that the world doesn't have. You have true joy. It's not centered in how things are going or how well life is treating you. It's centered in Jesus Christ and how he treated you to heaven. Jesus Christ has treated you to heaven through his merits alone. Hebrews 13:1, let brotherly love continue. When you continue to go to the Lord's Word, you get Christ's love, and it is so enormous and so huge, it spills on over to others with whom you touch from day to day. Consider these words from the book of Acts. Now, when they saw the boldness, and that's the Sanhedrin, the highest Jewish council, when they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived that they were uneducated and common men, they were astonished, and they took note that they had been with Jesus. They were bold because they knew they were going to live forever in heaven. And it was that view of their lives that gave them much joy. Wow. Think about it. How about you today? Can you honestly say that you have been with Jesus today? That you have reflected upon His holy word? You have prayed to Him. You have talked with Him in prayer to thank Him. He's real, you know. He's true man and true God simultaneously. He had to be both in order to accomplish your salvation. So when you communicate with Him, you know He knows. He's been there and done that, yet without sin. He knows how you feel no matter what. And that gives you joy because you're not in this thing alone in this world. In Jesus Christ, you have a friend who sticks closer than a brother or any other for that matter. And He's the one who issued this beautiful invitation. Come unto Me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, I will give you rest. Of course He will. He loves you. He's loved you to the point of death. He's coming back someday to retrieve what is rightfully His, namely you. Indeed, you are rightfully His through His shed blood. He wants you to come. His investment in you is forever. Consider what it says in the book of James about the prayer of faith. James writes, "The prayer of a righteous person has great power as it is working." Elijah was a man with a nature like ours, and he prayed fervently that it might not rain. And for 3 years and 6 months, it did not rain on the earth. And then he prayed again, and heaven gave rain, and the earth bore its fruit. While prayer is not a means of grace, prayer gets your Heavenly Father's attention, especially fervent prayers. So while you may not be able to get it to rain on earth or not to rain on earth, your Heavenly Father hears your prayers. The Scriptures tell you His ears are bent in your direction. He's inclined to listen to you. He wants to listen to you. You are His creation, and you have been redeemed by His blood as well. Think about those facts, and you get true joy. Not dependent upon another person here on this earth. Not dependent upon your salary, not dependent upon your investments, not even dependent upon your health or your marriage or your job or anything else. Simply a joy dependent upon Jesus Christ. That's what keeps me going from day to day. The fruit of the Spirit indeed is joy. May the Lord grant you much joy as you delve more deeply into His blessed word. And may that joy be communicated with other people that you meet and greet from day to day, because they're looking for it. I'll tell you that. They're looking for it. And you can give it to them. How about that? It's been a pleasure being alongside for Moments of Assurance weekend. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you His peace. Have a wonderful weekend, and also in God's house for Holy Communion, which is an hors d'oeuvre of eternity. How about that?
You've been listening to Moments of Assurance, produced by Worldwide KFUO.
Moments of Assurance is underwritten by Mid-American Coaches, mid-americancoaches.net.
To learn about giving opportunities, call Mary at 314-996-1518. Or you can make a gift safe, secure, and easily online at kfuo.org. Thank you for listening and supporting Moments of Assurance on Worldwide KFUO.